This is Nobius Job Search Advice Radio, episode 2853. I'm your host, Jeff Alton, the Big Game Hunter, and welcome! Weekend! Woohoo! You know, people hire me for Nobius Job Search Advice and Career Coaching globally because I make the process of finding a new position and succeeding at it much, much easier. One of the ways I'm doing that now is with jobsearch.community, where I've curated a lot of my video courses, books, and guides in one place, inexpensively. You don't have to go hunting for things. And if you become an insider, you can ask me questions to which I'll respond by next day. If you become an Insider Plus member, in addition to all of that, you get me on 2 Zoom calls a month, which for most people is enough. Or if you want me to coach you, you get everything that I've previously mentioned, plus we do group or individual coaching. It's a great deal. Now, today's show is one where I answer a question from someone who's not a citizen who wants to communicate how committed they'd be if the firm hired them. And there's two dimensions to my answer. Hope you find this helpful. Please give the show a great review wherever you listen to it or watch it. Share it on LinkedIn. People need the advice, particularly on LinkedIn. And I'll be back in just one moment.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
So after applying to a job with only one other applicant, as a non-citizen, how can I contact the hiring manager to let him know how committed I would be? Okay, so there are two dimensions to this. One is about the contact, and one is about being a non-citizen. So I want to work with the assumption. I'm going to do it on two layers. The first one is they know you're in the country on an H-1B visa. So you've already had an interview, and now you want to contact the hiring manager. I would suggest sending an email. So you might call up the firm if you don't have their email address. Ask for the hiring manager's email address. If they're unwilling to give it to you, just basically tell reception, I interviewed with so-and-so. I want to get their email address to send the thank you note. Real simple. And then the note basically says, thanks for making time to meet with me. I really enjoyed talking with you. I think the opportunity would be a terrific one for me. And then you talk about your qualifications. And then conclude in the last paragraph by saying, in case there's any doubt, I just want you to know how committed I would be to this role and to the organization. And I look forward to hearing from you about next steps in the process. That's simple. Now, let's assume that you don't have an interview and you've just been to a job board or website where they clock the number of responses so you know there's only two people responding, you and one other person, and that they don't know that you have a visa. Or let's assume that they do and you just haven't gotten a response yet. So you basically do the same thing. You get an email address for this person. Don't know who the person is, call up reception, say, I understand there's a position open for such and such. Who's the hiring manager for that? They'll try and send you to HR, politely accept the transfer, and then from there, you know, duck the phone call, and then call back a little while later, ask for the name of the CIO, call their office, ask for the name of the hiring manager who's responsible for that position or that function, and then do much the same thing. You send them an email letting them know of your qualifications, indicating that you'd responded and that you wanted to talk with them about the role and about your background. Talk about how your experience fits, just like I explained in the previous one. And you can conclude by saying, I haven't heard from anyone about my candidacy. I just want to simply say that this role looks terrific. I have a background where I could deliver for you, and I would work very hard for you. And you write it in a way that demonstrates your commitment to the organization and to the position, just like in the last example I gave. And try not to be too polite. One of the things that's culturally different about U.S. society and U.S. culture and business and others is if you're too polite, it's not looked at well. You can be cordial without being obsequious, slave-like, demonstrating extreme obedience. American culture doesn't really respect that. So again, two ways to respond to that. I hope you find this helpful. So that's today's show. I hope you found it helpful. And if you did, here are a couple of ways I can help you even more. First of all, connect with me on LinkedIn at linkedin.com/IN/TheBigGameHunter. Mention that you listen to or watch the show. I like knowing I'm helping some people. Also, join me at jobsearch.community. Now, whether you become an insider or not, there's a lot of stuff on the homepage to help you. Books, guides, video courses, videos, some good stuff to help you. And if you become an insider, you get access to all my video courses, books, and guides, and you can ask me questions, and I log in daily to respond to everyone. If you become an Insider Plus member, all the same stuff I've mentioned to you before, plus you can get me on a Zoom call to answer your questions more immediately. And if you're interested in one-on-one or group coaching, become an Insider Premium member. There's a lot there that we'll work on to help you land your next job. And you get all the other content as well. Hope you have a terrific day, and most importantly, be great.